This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting with Chief Secretaries of States on the Civil Defence mock drill to be conducted tomorrow. DG Civil Defence, DG National Disaster Response Force and other senior officials are attending the meeting at the Home Ministry office in the national capital. Yesterday, the centre had asked the states and union territories to conduct mock drills to evaluate civil defence preparedness. The Home Ministry decided to organise civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. In a series of high-level meetings following the Pahalgam terror attack, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh had called on the Prime Minister. Earlier, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh also held a meeting with Mr. Modi. Separate meetings were held with Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has said smartphones are no longer merely a means of communication but have become tools of empowerment and gateways to the world of information. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony of the 22nd edition of Bharat Telecom 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Scindia mentioned that India has emerged as the second largest telecom market in the world. He noted that the country has reached 1.2 billion mobile users. The minister highlighted that the number of broadband users has surged from 60 million users a decade ago to over 950 million today. He also noted that internet users have increased from 250 million to 970 million. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today wrote a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi making some suggestions on the caste census. In the letter, Mr. Kharge has urged to have a dialogue with all political parties over the caste census and also cited the Telangana government's model for the exercise. He also pitched for removing 50% cap on reservation. Mr. Kharge also demanded to implement the provisions for reservations for SCs, STs and OBCs in private educational institutions. Meanwhile, the BJP has hit out at Mr. Kharge alleging that the letter has been written in desperation to seek credit for the decision. Talking to Akashvani News, BJP spokesperson Guru Prakash alleged that the Congress has become issueless after the government's announcement about the caste census. He said Mr. Modi has shown courage to announce this decision, whereas no Prime Minister in the past took this decision. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said there is a strong global demand for talent and India is well positioned to meet it. Speaking at the launch of Global Access to Talent from India, Gati, in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said there must be more focus on opportunities abroad due to the emergence of a global workplace and workforce driven by demographic shifts, new technology demands, cultural and work ethic compatibility, and the emphasis on trust and resilience.
My short point is that there is a demand in the world, an availability in India, and the basic groundwork done to enable Indian talent to gain global access is there. Now, how well they do that and what will be the scale, I think that is up to us.
United States House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has said the U.S. will make every effort to support India in its fight against terrorism. In his remarks at the congressional briefing yesterday, he called India a very important partner for the U.S. He also spoke about the trade deal between India and the U.S. and expressed hope that the trade negotiations will work out well between the two nations. He said the Trump administration has expressed support for India's fight against terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed the lives of 26 people and injured several others. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Titans at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.